This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can reach us 24/7 on demand. You need to be spreading the word. Hey, listen, I want to thank you the same way the Democrats are thanking black women. That's right. New strategy by the Democrats. Can you see it coming? Can you see it a mile away? Hey, black women, thank you for getting Roy Moore not elected and getting Doug Jones elected. What would we do without you, you black women? You want to know who really despises the left? They don't tell you this. Black women are smarter than these leftists think by a long shot. When I talk to black women, they get it. They look at these white chicks that go out and get married, find great men, go live with a picket fence, blah, 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 and all their feminist activities and, you know, have families and soccer games and vacations and stuff, and these black women are struggling. If there's anybody that the Republicans want to win over, the conservative movement wants to win over, you target black women. Don't target blacks. Target black women. That'll do it. That's why the left is doing this. They're like, we love you so much. That's why 72% of you are raising your children by yourself. We're loving you to death. You know how many black women call their sons and even their daughters from prison? That's where they get their phone calls from their sons and their daughters. Hey, mama, how you doing? You know, can you put some more money on my account? They take those expensive $12 a minute phone calls. Why does it cost that much to call from prison? Because it's a luxury. Think about what that does to a poor woman who's trying to stay in contact with her husband. I mean, or her, not her husband, but her son or her daughter who's been sent upstate. She's got no ride, no way to get up there. And the Democrats say, oh, you know what? These phones that cost $12 a minute. I remember when my uncle would call me from prison. Collect call from Ray Jackson. I was like, oh, gosh, I'm going to give him 2 minutes, and that's it. It was like $20-$25 to talk to this dude. And, you know, I tried to, you know, just keep his spirits up and the whole deal. But I'm just saying, they care about him, but nobody's ever addressed that. Why is a prison phone call that much? So I could go on. The point is, it is our responsibility as conservatives to target these women, and I'm talking about it in a good way. Let's figure out what their specific needs are, because their needs are not going to be met by the government. The government is going to come in and go, yeah, you want a little more welfare? You want a little more of this? Hey, thank you for your patronage, black women. Anyway, that's not all I want to talk about. We got a ton to talk about. Congress is scared. The Pentagon's going to get, audited. They're worried about that. They're worried about, and that's like secondary. Just think about this. The Pentagon's going to get audited. They think that there's at least $3 trillion missing. $3 trillion with a T. And I know how it's spent, how money gets spent in D.C. I know they're scared. But think about this. While all that's looming, Donald Trump's going, we may not can audit the Fed, but we can audit certain agencies, and we're going to find out where this money is. It was already done by HUD, and $523 billion was discovered misappropriated by Dr. Ben Carson. You know, our brain surgeon, the black dude that Trump hired. So lots going on there. But while all that's looming, we've got all other kinds of scandals. We've learned, in case you missed the earlier part of the broadcast, which you can find out what you missed by going to KJRadio.com. But we learned that Lisa Bloom, an attorney, tried to set up Donald Trump with these, you know, this bimbo eruption where she is paying people to say, Donald Trump grabbed me by my naughty bits. And so up to $750,000, and there were women going, I wouldn't accept it. You know, I don't know who these women were, who they were going after. But you know who accepted? The leftists. You know who didn't? The conservative women, they said, I'm not going to accept that. $750,000. That is a person of character. And here's Bloom out there getting money from PACs. that support Hillary Clinton. And then when they ask her for the list of donors that she contacted or people that did donate, no, mum's the word. Hey, what PACs did you work with? That's electioneering, interfering with an election, and she doesn't want to give up the goodies. Maybe we should have Trump go in there and grab her by the, you know, the naughty bits. As my grandmother would say, he had me by the short hairs. That's what he would say when somebody, had the better of him. Anyway, there's that going on. More sex scandals being... In fact, there was a sex scandal just recently, and it was a Democrat. Maybe we'll get into that. But they're saying there's going to be an explosion of sex scandals. They're also saying this week there's going to be an explosion of FBI scandals. And we've already got enough. If we stopped right here, we'd be okay. I'm talking about on the FBI. We'd be okay. Mueller is now scared. He's wanting to call a meeting with Donald Trump, with Donald Trump's attorneys, President Trump's attorneys. Now we're finding out, the GSA gave some data that they weren't supposed to during the transition. You know, the transition period where Obama vowed he would help make it a smooth transition for Donald Trump and his team, which essentially meant he was going to make Donald Trump's life a living hell. That's what he did. But guess who it's going to backfire on? Here's a hint. The black guy. Yeah. Barack Obama is going to be in big trouble, and we've all been waiting for it. I haven't wished it on him, but you know what? There's a point where you do go, you know what? He deserves this. See, karma's a conservative. People didn't realize this. We never knew what karma was. We're like, karma? Who's karma? Oh, don't say that. Karma will get you. And we thought karma would just get, karma will go after everybody. No, karma goes after liberals, leftists, progressives, because karma understands this about you and me. Karma goes, hey, at least they try. At least they have a core. You know, there's some morality there. They have ethics. They live by a set of rules. But not on the other side. So karma's like, you know what? I don't know when it happened. Somebody said it was around 1977. Karma became a conservative. But now she is. And she is coming back. And she looks like Medusa. She's got snakes on her head. And she is biting leftists left. Left and right. Love karma. So we got all kinds of things brewing today. And I'm so happy that you're here. So I talked earlier about Mueller requesting this meeting for the FBI. And CNN was trying to spin it as, well, they're trying to get this investigation stopped. Let me tell you, Jay Sekulow, those guys, bring it. They don't care. Get your popcorn. Get your ticket on Fandango. Get your Coca-Cola. I can't say Coke because liberals would think something else. Be ready for it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So they're talking about things like a constitutional crisis, and they're making it sound as if Donald Trump is somehow thwarting the Constitution, when in fact, the guy's upholding it. A guy writes, administrative employees are normally subject to the control of those appointed by politicians who have won elections, but Democrats embedded in the federal bureaucracy have proclaimed themselves part of the resistance to President Trump, and they're using their positions to undermine his administration. Bureaucrats thus frustrate the will of the voters. President Trump has been in office for nearly a year and has yet to take over control of the federal bureaucracy that normally reports to him. Now, the most powerful branch of today's government is the fourth branch, the permanent federal bureaucracy that is nowhere mentioned in the Constitution. And part of that is the media industrial complex that I talk about often. And these are the people that are thwarting the will of the people. Look, when Barack Obama got elected, there weren't a bunch of Washington bureaucrats who were saying, "Oh, he's got to go," and an FBI that was conspiring against him. You could say, oh, there were the people who didn't believe he was part of the, born in the United States, the, what they call them, the truthers or whatever. But there was no, there was no federal attempt to undermine him. There were people outside that were going, this is terrible, we got to look into it. Fine. And as far as his policies, there were people fighting against him in the normal way. But there was not this overall conspiracy that we're now seeing for Trump. And so I want to segue that into what's really happened here. The left hate to learn the truth about themselves. And as you know, in this program, The Kevin Jackson Show, we often tell them about themselves. But for all the calls of President Trump being a dictator and a Nazi, what the left is really telling you is what Barack Obama was. Look, a Nazi, first of all, isn't going to put our embassy in Jerusalem and recognize the Jews and pay attention to the Jews the way. I don't think Hitler had that in mind in terms of cozying up to the Jews. So you can forget that. As far as a dictator goes, how many times has President Trump said, hey, well, you know, Congress, deal with it. Congress, Congress, Congress. Now, I'm not going to compare executive orders and all that. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But I'll tell you this. When I look at what Barack Obama did to go around Congress when he said, I have my pen and my phone, that to me was dictator. When he gave us Obamacare, something that the majority, I'm not talking, 51%, I'm talking 60, 65% of people said, we don't even want this in terms of Obamacare. And he goes, you're getting it. I don't care what you want. That to me is a dictator. And the more that we learn from the investigation by Special Prosecutor Mueller about the inner workings of Obama's so-called Department of Justice, the more we discover the absence of justice. Now, it's a broken record to talk about all the things that were done to hurt Donald Trump. But it's not a broken record to, because you can't state it enough when you tell people the FBI undoubtedly helped orchestrate what will soon be the biggest political scandal in American history. Proven to be. Not, it already is, but it will be proven to be that. We now know that the FBI exonerated Hillary Clinton, who was guilty of multiple crimes. And moreover, the FBI instigated the witch hunt by Mueller that has suddenly reversed itself, and it's a snake that's biting its handler. It's turned back on them and poop, just knocked them, just hit them. Yet, Newsweek reported on the FBI being called KGB is false. And here's what they said. Hours after Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein testified to Congress, the FBI Special Counsel Robert Mueller is running the Russian investigation appropriately, a Fox News guest compared the FBI to the KGB, the notorious Soviet-era secret police. Is it true? Let's see. So the claim, Tom Fitton, president of conservative organization Judicial Watch, took the rhetoric up a notch when he compared the FBI to the Soviet-era organization. I think the FBI has been compromised, Fitton said on Fox News. Forget about shutting down Mr. Mueller. Do we need to shut down the FBI because it's turned into a KGB-type operation by the Obama administration? Now they say the context. As the investigation into possible collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign ratchets up, Republicans have taken every opportunity to portray the special counsel and his team as biased. Now, I talked earlier about how they position Robert Mueller as the best guy in the world. You know, he's unimpeachable in terms of his character. And I told you, be on the lookout. So what they said is this. Fitton's question, a leading question, follows a similar segment on a conservative network a week earlier when Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett said the FBI has become America's secret police and compared the FBI to the old KGB that comes for you in the dark of the night banging through your door. Nice imagery. But this is what I was writing, and I said, Michael Jackson's, he has a song called Smooth Criminal, and that's Barack Obama to the hilt. No more knocking down doors when the NSA happily delivers information through unauthorized surveillance. Now we know who set the stage for the illegal FISA warrants that allowed the NSA, ergo the Clinton campaign, to spy on Donald Trump. Enter Peter Strzok. Dominion doing all the dirty work on behalf of the FBI, specifically James Comey, and I wrote of the torturous explanation that Tormey gave when he was trying to not indict Hillary Clinton. Then it was Stroke who changed the language. But the plot really thickened when we learned much more. So these newly released documents that were obtained by Fox reveal that then-FBI Director Comey's draft statement on Hillary Clinton's email probe was edited numerous times before his public announcement in a way that seemed to water down the Bureau's findings. And this is where we get into the real gray area here. So Comey asked a lot of times, he explained intent. What was the intent of Hillary Clinton when she did this or that? What was the intent? And he, even though that wasn't even part of the statute doesn't care about intent when it comes to secrets of the government. If you let secrets out, whether you intend to do it or you accidentally do it, you may go to prison. But they talk about intent all the time. And the only thing that this intent was, it was meant to say to the public, dismiss this, don't pay attention. And what we're looking at is we watch what the FBI did. I mean, in interviewing General Flynn, in interviewing all the Hillary Clinton surrogates, and not taking notes, supposedly, during Hillary Clinton's interview, not putting her, you know, putting it on the record and so on and so forth, they want to convince us that that was all on the up and up. See, that was one side being favored heavily because, as Barack Obama said, Donald Trump's not going to be president. So we're witnessing these things, and I know what you're thinking. You're going, when do people go to jail? Look, I agree. I'm not arguing that they should go to jail, but I want to just say that if there is a constitutional crisis, it's the one that the left creates when they blatantly put this stuff in our face and tell us, you got to take this. Well, we don't anymore.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Enjoy listening to this alarm bell from all these right-wingers and commentators and right-wing commentators. You would think they're ready for a military coup.
Yeah.
We have to disgrace, like the Greek generals or somewhere in Argentina, we have to disgrace the entire U.S. justice system to justify overthrowing it. Yeah. What's coming here?
Well, you know, that Washington Post story said that two of Donald Trump's favorite world leaders are Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey and Vladimir Putin. And it does seem that Donald Trump has the tools of authoritarianism down. He's got the dance of authoritarianism down to a science. Step one, claim the investigation of you is a fraud being conducted by enemies of the state. Step two, get your state-run media, your affinity media, to echo that into your base and whip them up into a frenzy against those investigating you. Step three, get the state party, in this case the Republican Party, to echo that from the seat of government and say, wait a minute, the people investigating the president are themselves criminals. Create this feedback loop that creates a feeding frenzy that has now essentially got Republicans claiming that Bob Mueller, probably the most respected member of law enforcement in the last 30, 40 years in the United States, essentially being characterized as a criminal. And then, of course, you got to add that last step, call for the prosecution of your political enemies, in this case, dredging up Hillary Clinton to again call to lock her up. Donald Trump is an authoritarian of the first order, and he's behaving like one.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That had to be the most amazing clip you've heard in a while. Joy Reid explaining exactly how the left works and then pushing it out. I call it transference, pushing it out against us, against Donald Trump. And what's really funny is if you really pay attention to her premise, you automatically go, whoa, hold on a second. Hold on a second. So here's what she says. She says, it's Chris Matthews says, why would you disgrace the FBI? That's the premise, that Donald Trump has disgraced them. Did Donald Trump write the tweets that Peter Strzok put out? Or who's the one talking smack about the president of the United States prior to him while he's running? He's an idiot, blah, 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 can't stand him. We got to make sure he doesn't get elected. And then when he's elected, who are the people that are against him through and through? They say he's stupid, whatever. But they say he's disgracing the FBI. We know Comey lied. We know Mueller and Rosenstein and many other, Rosenstein, they are involved in some sort of collusion with Hillary Clinton. And there's crooks all up and down the ladder. But they want to make, in terms of disgrace, what they're doing is they're disgracing Trump and then telling you, no, 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 he's disgracing the FBI. Yeah, because Donald Trump's, that's what he's set out to do. It isn't that they've ensnared themselves in a trap of their own creation. No, it's not that. It's Donald Trump doing it. But here's what I really like. She references the Washington Post, a story, and she says, you got to remember, Donald Trump's two favorite leaders are Erdogan and Putin, effectively two dictators. So a fake news magazine, a fake news periodical, the Washington Post, whose owner, Jeff Bezos, hates Donald Trump, who we've already known. Well, there's got to be at least three articles in the last year that the Washington Post has completely lied about, been debunked, if not more. But she says, here is my gospel. The Washington Post said it. Some author, some writer at the Washington Post spoke with Donald Trump, and he says, these are my favorite leaders. I defy you. Find me anywhere. Donald Trump said, those are my favorite leaders. He might have said, Erdogan did this good. He might have said, I admire Putin for doing blankety blank. But there is no serious contextual evidence that he says Putin's amazing or Erdogan's amazing. None. So it's already built on a fraudulent notion, which brings me to the first thing that she says. She says there's four elements to the way that you have to gain control. One is you call the investigation against you a fraud. That's what Bill Clinton did. When they would start talking about Monica Lewinsky and all his affairs. That's what Hillary Clinton did when they started talking about Benghazi and the Clinton Foundation and all of her collusion with the Democratic Party. They said, it's a witch hunt. It's what are you talking about? You can't even believe this. And what did we find out? The DNC was colluding. We found out that the mainstream media was indeed working with Hillary Clinton. We found out that Donna Brazile did feed her the answers, or the questions rather, to the debates with Trump, and on and on. But with Donald Trump, the investigation is he colluded with the Russians. And you know what they found? Absolutely nothing. So when she says the first step is you got to call the investigation a fraud. Okay, so he called the investigation a fraud. But the difference is it is a fraud. What are you hearing? Nothing. And you're not going to. Second thing, state-run media has to echo that fraud into the base. So not only have we already debunked number one, she says state-run media. Now, what's funny is she then catches herself and says state one, and she uses a term I forget, but it was like supportive media, affinity media. Thank you. She says infinity media. That's who's got to perpetrate, got to infuse that fraud into the base and get them frothing at the mouth. So not only is it not a fraud that Donald Trump did not do anything wrong in this, she says if it's infused into the base and gets them frothing at the mouth, well, then that's not a good thing. So the truth isn't a good thing. So she's already on step one, missed the mark, which means everything after that is, of course, of no significance. But then she goes on to say this. The state party has to echo this from the seat of government. And she says that the investigators are the criminals. And then what does she do? She does exactly what I told you she and others would do. They go back to Mueller is unimpeachable. He's the only honest man in D.C. Now, I go back to number one. Investigating a fraud. It's been proven. Donald Trump is not lying when he says, I got nothing to hide from the Russians. Every indicator is that way. But this is what this woman says. Then she goes on to say this, call for the prosecution of your political enemies. Lock her up. Well, the reason why Donald Trump is calling for the prosecution of his political enemies is because they're guilty of high crimes. That's the problem. We've got people who've worked in conjunction with Barack Obama's Justice Department to create a false, a fraud. And now they want everybody to get away with it. They said Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians knowing that he wasn't and knowing that they were trying to subvert the will of the people, doing everything they could, every crooked trick in the book in order to keep this man from becoming president. And she says, for him to call for the prosecution of your political enemies, that's step four. Lock her up. Let me tell you, every single one of those points is wrong because of the very first one. Where the investigation of Donald Trump is a fraud. Joe Reed knows. This investigation is a fraud. That's why she comes on and she plays the game. The left always tell you what it is that they that isn't the truth, that and or what's true about themselves. And that's called getting ahead of it. They know Donald Trump's done nothing wrong. Now, moving along, here's what I can tell you. I believe all the members of the Obama administration are crooked until proven otherwise. That's what I believe. Obama allowed his minions, mostly Clinton satellites, to run his organization as they saw fit. And his role was to pretend to be president and to get rich. And he accomplished both. And certainly Obama felt confident that he had the right swamp creatures in place when he declared his administration scandal-free. Then he practically guaranteed you that Donald Trump would not become president, and he was wrong on both counts. With Trump's election come these revelations of just how bad government has become, and it's evil, in fact. The Obama administration reeks of scandals. And the latest involving their attempt to tie Trump to Russia is, I say again, the biggest political scandal in American history. We know the FBI is crooked. So now Americans don't know who to trust. But on July 29th of 2011, then President Barack Obama announced the nomination of a guy named Michael Horowitz as Inspector General for the Department of Justice. And on March 29th of 2012, the Senate confirmed Horowitz as the Inspector General. Then he was sworn in as the fourth confirmed Inspector General on April 16th of 2012. But since 2015, he's also served as the chair of the Council of Inspectors, Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. Now, as Inspector General, Horowitz oversees a nationwide workforce of about 450 special agents and auditors. He's got inspectors, he's got attorneys, and then he's got support staff. And I learned from the attorney, I think it was Rosenstein, who said he's got a $100 billion budget. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what that means and can he be trusted.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Correct?
I believe that's correct.
I believe that no one in the United States has done more to undermine the belief in the United States democratic process than the Democrats and the press in some cases when they continue to report on false allegation after allegation after allegation. In fact, what you see from the Democrats is that they move from one allegation, that allegation is proven to be false, and they move to the next one, and they move to the next one, and they move to the next one because they're unhappy with the results of the election.
That was Raul Labrador talking to Rosenstein. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want to play one other clip. This is a guy from Jim. Name is Jim Hines, and he's asking about the Russia probe and a coordination. And what's interesting to me is that coordination between Fox and the White House. But what's interesting to me is as he's asking all these questions, he's acting as if there's been a stonewall on the Trump administration. Donald Jr. turned over all his stuff. I believe Kushner did. You couldn't get better cooperation between the White House and all of their surrogates. But look at what wasn't turned over. Stonewalling that was done by the Obama administration. Contempt of Congress from Eric Holder. in things like this. But I want you to hear him, and then, because you are going to hear the biggest crock of nonsense. And then I want to go back to discussing Horowitz when we come back from that. So here's the clip of Jim Hines.
Congressman Schiff also said the Republican leadership of your committee has prevented you from subpoenaing Trump Organization bank records. Why is that?
Well, there's been fights, and it's not only been with the Republican majority. You know, it has been with the actual witnesses themselves on the terms on which they will provide information. Remember, everything from, yes, there have been instances where the majority has pushed back. But then, of course, as you'll recall, the president's son, Don Jr., this was widely reported, decided he was going to claim attorney-client privilege in answering questions about conversations that he had with his father, despite the fact that there really is no attorney-client privilege when you're speaking with your father, even if there are lawyers in the room, and despite the fact that Congress traditionally has not acknowledged attorney-client privilege or any other privilege in its investigation. So yes, it is fair to say that in addition to the fear that this investigation at the probably desire of the president is at risk of being wrapped up before we can finish off our work, it is also true that there have been any number of speed bumps along the way in terms of getting the answers we need. And again, without in any way prejudicing our conclusions, you got to ask yourself, why? If everything is hunky-dory, if there is no wrongdoing, if everybody is innocent, why isn't everybody cooperating to get the information out in a timely, prudent, and effective way?
You think these attacks on the FBI, on Mueller, on the Justice Department are coordinated between the White House and let's say, some on Fox News and others in the right-wing media?
Look, no question. And, you know, whether there's a hotline between the Oval Office and Fox News, I doubt that's true. But when the president is talking about the investigation and makes it very clear he wants them over and uses the words, do something, you know, people who will sell their souls, who will trade their integrity, who will betray their positions of trust in favor of supporting this man, and why you would choose to do that, I do not know, will do precisely that. And again, you know, people like Sean Hannity, who are throwing mud on the FBI, Jeanine Pirro, some of my colleagues. Can you imagine if Barack Obama had attacked the FBI, the protests in the streets we would have seen, the indictments, the investigations? And look, at the end of the day, Wolf, whatever you think of the president, when judges are attacked for their ethnicity, when the media, something that is annoying to politicians but essential to our democracy, is attacked by the president of the United States, our democracy is at risk. And the FBI, look, the FBI has a storied history. They haven't always done exactly the right thing. But when you are attacking the mechanism of justice of the United States of America, you are setting this country up for a place where no facts are true or false. Anybody can get away with any behavior at all. And we will have something that does not look in any way, shape, or form like the democracy that has been such a gift to all of us for a long period of time.
Welcome back, everybody. That was a long speech of nothing. This is Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. A long speech about nothing is exactly what that was. Coordination with Fox. I love how Wolf Blitzer sets it up. This coordination with Fox, the right-wing media. You mean the only one that's not fake news? And the guy goes on and says, well, it's not like they've got a hotline between the president and Fox. No. Because there isn't any coordination with Fox. The only thing that's going on is Fox occasionally actually promotes the right stuff. They promote the truth. But that's considered coordination on behalf of Wolf Blitzer. But we've got proven coordination against the left-wing media, if you will. Proven. Donna Brazile at CNN. We've got 65 journalists who they've got emails back and forth between the Hillary Clinton campaign. And these guys talk about coordination with Fox. That's just amazing to me. Then he goes on to say, does it betray positions of trust? It betrays positions of trust. As if Donald Trump is the one who sent out these emails from Peter Strzok and paramour, the lady he's having an affair with, and all this other stuff. Everything we're uncovering has nothing to do with Donald Trump betraying trust. It has to do with the left betraying trust. And I'm chuckling because it amazes me that these guys try to sell this. They really want us to believe this. And you hear it enough to where you go, okay, so then what does he do? He goes backwards. Well, you know, when judges are attacked because of their ethnicity, when he's referring to when Donald Trump said, you got a Mexican judge who's a leftist, who's going to sit in judgment of my immigration stuff, the comments that I've made regarding immigration, you know, and Mexicans, and you don't want me to bring it up. See, the left is used to people going, well, look, so what, he's a Mexican judge, and he doesn't like me, he hates me, he's an anti-Trumper, he'll still be fair. So what? Mueller has been dyed in the wool for the left for decades. Yeah, he'll treat me fair. So what? Comey has covered for the Clintons for decades. He'll treat me fair. All the attorneys, Peter Strzok and all the other attorneys that Mueller hired, well, you know, they're going to see justice. They're not going to be unfair. Really? So then he talks about the media being attacked. He's got the nerve to bring up the media, for goodness sake. As if these attacks on the media by Donald Trump, well, he's attacking people that are, you know, as I said before, when you bring up Mueller, he's not a pro. His character is unquestioned when it comes to the media. Their character is unquestioned. How could you dare impugn the media? Maybe because we've noticed that 90% of their articles and discussions are negative to Trump. All of your redactions and retractions are all about Donald Trump. They're never good. And they're all after the fact when you spread negative nonsense news. Is it a coincidence or is it a conspiracy? Coordinated, same language, same lexicon. And he goes on to say, doing all of these things is attacking the mechanism of justice. A leftist who knows in his heart of hearts that the FBI has been compromised. Jim Comey lied. We've got evidence on top of evidence. It wasn't just changing one author, you know, one thing in the document. It's multiple changes to soften the language, which means they were doing something to influence the outcome of that investigation, which, by the way, we don't want to call it an investigation. We want to call it an issue or whatever the terminology was that Loretta Lynch said. Let's call it a little thingy. Anyway, I'm going to go back to Horowitz. On the website, it says the mission of the Inspector General is to detect and deter waste, fraud, abuse, and misconduct in DOJ programs and personnel, and to promote economy and efficiency in department operations. So the man that we now trust to get to the bottom of the Russian investigation fraud is an Obama appointee, and in almost his 4 years, Horowitz served under Obama. He found nothing that amounted to waste, fraud, abuse, or misconduct by the DOJ. In Fast and Furious, the Arizona field office of the FBI, ATFE now, allowed licensed gun dealers to sell illegal weapons. They supposedly wanted to track the arms into Mexico as part of a sting operation. And of the nearly 2,000 illegal guns that were sold between 2006 and 2011, only 700 or so were recovered. They ended up in the hands of drug cartels, I believe, so that Obama could cause enough insurrection with the drug cartels to allow us to bring Mexicans over under an amnesty act. And the guns were used to kill FBI agents, and Horowitz found nothing to investigate. Now, he went on to say that the Obama administration made it increasingly difficult for Congress and inspectors general to uncover government misdeeds and access in various agencies. That was his testimony. So before we all panic, I'm not sure that this guy can be trusted. I'm going to leave that up to you to figure out.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.